We promise to keep this thing to an hour. This is a new poem. And it's out of season. It's called Elizabeth's War with a Christmas Bear. It's about something that's sort of interesting. Not exactly pretty. My account is an accurate account of bear baiting in the 16th century. And the Elizabeth is Elizabeth I. It was a very popular sport with her when plague was in the city. She'd go out in the country and have a bear baiting and feel better. Now, it depressed her when people were dying in the city. Elizabeth's War with a Christmas Bear, 1593. The bears are kept by hundreds within fences, are fed cracked eggs. The weakest are slaughtered and fed to the others after being scented with the blood of deer brought to the pastures by Elizabeth's men. The blood spills from deep pails with bottoms of slate. The balding queen had bear gardens in London and in the country. The bear is baited. The nostrils are blown full with pepper. The Irish wolfhounds are starved, then emptied, made crazy with fermented barley. And the bear's hind leg is chained to a stake. The bear is blinded and whipped, kneeling in his own blood and slather. He is almost instantly worried by the dogs. At the very moment that Elizabeth took Essex Head, a giant brown bear stood in the gardens with dogs hanging from his fur. He took away the sun, took a wolfhound in his mouth, and tossed it into the white lap of Elizabeth I. Arrows and staves rained on his chest, and standing, he then stood even taller. Seeing into the queen's private boxes, he grinned into her battered eggshell face. Another volley of arrows and poles, and opening his mouth, he showered blood all over Elizabeth and her privy council. The very next evening, a cool evening, the queen demanded 13 bears and the justice of 113 dogs. She slept all that Sunday night and much of the next morning. Some said she was guilty of this and that. The Protestant queen gave the defeated bear a grave in a Catholic cemetery. The marker said, Peter, a solstice bear, a gift of the Tsarevich to Elizabeth. After a long winter, she had the grave opened. The bear's skeleton was cleared with lye. She placed it at her bedside, put a candle inside behind the sockets of the eyes, and then she spoke to it. You were a Christmas bear. Behind your eyes, I see the walls of a snow cave, where you are a cub, still smelling of your mother's blood, which is dried in your hair. You have troubled a queen who is afraid when seated in shade, which standing you had created. A queen who often wakes with a dream of you at night. Now you'll stand by my bed in your long white bones, alone. You will frighten away at night all visions of bear, and all day you will be in this cold room, your constant grin. You'll stand in the long white prodigy of your bones, and you are, every inch of you, a terrible vision, not bare, but virgin. You discovered that I like the old girl after all, right? She was only playing men's games, right?